everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Kat.
And we are finding out why Mr. Wong wants to lose weight while Mrs. Wong is away.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he's doing some different things. He's making himself special food, like vegetables and boiled eggs, and he's exercising a lot.
Right. But all of this exercise and this special diet is taking him away from his family. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been eating with his family. He hasn't been hanging out watching TV with them either.
Yeah, that's too bad. So his family starts missing him
because
they don't get to talk to him anymore. He's too busy.
Oh, okay. So. Well, this is not a very good situation. I think Mr. Wong is probably lonely and his family is sad. But what is going to happen when Mrs. Wong gets home? Will Mr. Wong meet his goal? Will he get in trouble? Let's find out.
Mr. Wong goes on a diet.
Mrs. Wong is finally home. Everyone is happy, especially Mr. Wong. He lost 3 kilograms while Mrs. Wong was away.
Welcome home, Mom.
We missed you. I missed you guys too.
Mrs. Wong notices Mr. Wong looks different.
Did you lose weight?
I lost 3 kg. I worked really hard.
He worked too hard, Mom. He wasn't around very much.
That's right. He stopped eating dinner with us.
He didn't hang out with us either. He exercised instead.
Is that true?
Mr. Wong is glad he reached his goal. But he does miss seeing his family.
Yes, I lost touch with everyone this week. I don't want you to think I'm too fat.
Oh, honey, you're not fat. I just wanted you to stop eating unhealthy food. Spending time with your family is much more important, though.
I have an idea. We can all eat healthily together.
The whole Wong family is eating dinner together.
I'm glad you're here, Dad.
I am too.
Word power!
Guys. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party.
True. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago.
Fat. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now.
Family. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year.
Okay, so we are starting off with the first picture in day two, and Mrs. Wong is coming home. Mrs. Wong walks in through the door. Everyone's there to greet her. Hi, Mom! Yay! So, Mrs. Wong is finally home. Everyone is happy, especially Mr. Wong. He lost 3 kilograms, while Mrs. Wong was away.
Interesting.
So he met his goal.
He did.
Good job.
Okay.
And Paige says, welcome home, Mom.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to say when you see someone that you haven't seen in a while. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
And of course, we know how they felt when Mrs. Wong was away. Jimmy says, we missed you.
Yeah. Mm. And Mrs. Wong says, I missed you guys too.
Aww.
And here we have a word power word that says, guys. Guys is a plural noun spelled G-U-Y-S. Yeah. And guys, we're going to find out what it means right now.
Okay,
so we're learning about the word guys. Guys is a casual way to call a group of people you know. Think of it like saying everyone, if you want to call them. This word used to be for men, but now we can call any group of people guys, with men, women, boys, girls, whatever gender. We often say it as part of you guys. So, you guys, what are you doing? This is only for spoken English, just like, oh well, and seriously, yesterday. So here's an example. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party.
I like that we are teaching the word guys because it shows that when we're speaking to a group of people, we don't say, I missed you family too, which sounds a bit silly.
Yeah.
I missed you guys too.
I missed you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of it's almost a loving way to talk about a group of people you know.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to the next picture in your magazine. You can see Mrs. Wong is giving Mr. Wong a hug, and she notices that Mr. Wong looks different. And she says, did you lose weight?
Wow.
Of course, you know, he's been working very hard, so he's probably very proud of himself.
Yeah, and he probably looks a lot thinner, too. So Mr. Wong says, I lost 3 kg. I worked really hard.
He did work really hard.
Yeah, so what does this work mean? Work is a verb, and Mr. Wong didn't go to work to lose 3 kg.
Right.
Like, he didn't go to his job and say, I'm going to lose 3 kg.
Mm-hmm.
But he put a lot of effort into losing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard is pushing yourself to do your best, and that's what he did. That's why he could lose weight.
Okay, well, he did do a good job, but of course, we saw in yesterday's article, some people weren't really happy about it. And so, Timmy, he's gonna do a little tattling on his dad here.
Timmy.
He's gonna tell Mom what really happened. He says, he worked too hard, Mom. He wasn't around very much. Now, around here is an adverb, and it means that someone is in the same place as you. Now, here what Timmy is saying is that Mr. Wong wasn't around, or he wasn't in the same place as the family. Okay, so we're just saying that Timmy is saying that they were kind of in separate places.
Right.
And he worked too hard. He didn't see us.
Yeah. And Grandpa's also kind of unhappy about this. He says, that's right. He stopped eating dinner with us.
Harumph.
So Grandpa says a phrase here, that's right. Grandpa's saying, that's right, to agree with Timmy.
Right.
He means the thing Timmy said is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to say you agree with somebody.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's right. That's what it means. All right. So Timmy and now Grandpa have weighed in and they said he didn't hang around with us and he was working too hard. And here Paige gets in on it too. She says, he didn't hang out with us either. He exercised instead. All right, now we used another adverb in that sentence, the adverb instead, and we used this word to say that one thing is done or true when another thing is not done or true. So, for example, the not true thing here is that Mr. Wong didn't hang out with his family. He just went exercising. Then we said that the true thing is that he exercised. So we say, instead of hanging out, he exercised. He did not hang out. He exercised.
Right. So his whole family's kind of unhappy with
it.
And Mrs. Wong asked Mr. Wong, is that true? Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Is he in trouble?
I don't know, but we're going to find out what does she mean by true. True is an adjective, and it's spelled T-R-U-E, true. Let's learn about what it means. Okay, so we're looking at the word true here. Something that is true is real. It really happened. Another word we can say for something that's true is it's a fact. The opposite of true is false. You'll see these options, true or false, or T and F, on some test questions sometimes. So Mrs. Wong is asking Mr. Wong, did this really happen? So here's an example. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago.
I can just imagine Mrs. Wong with her arms crossed and a angry look on her face. Is this true? And as we can see, she's probably doing that because in the next picture, Mr. Wong, he looks a little bit sad, right? And Mr. Wong is glad that he reached his goal, of course, but he does miss seeing his family. So they miss him. He misses them.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's a little bit lonely for Mr. Wong. And he says, yes, I lost touch with everyone this week.
Aww.
Okay, now when you lose touch, this phrase means that people stop talking to each other or seeing each other as often as they did before. Now, when this happens, the people won't know as much about the other people and their lives as they did in the past, right? So, Mr. Wong didn't lose touch for long, but of course, a lot can happen in a week.
And that's true.
You know, they do miss each other, miss learning about the other person's life.
Right, they miss talking about their day. And if you see somebody every day and then you don't, it can feel like a long time.
Right. All right, well, what does he say next?
Well, he tells Mrs. Wong, I don't want you to think I'm too fat.
Oh,
is that why he did it? So what does fat mean here? Fat is an adjective spelled F-A-T, very simple, fat. So let's learn about what is fat. Okay, so we're talking about the word fat, adjective fat. Fat means you have more weight than a usual person. Usually someone who is fat looks bigger than some other people. Fat can also be a noun talking about the fats in food, like fried food, or the fat on someone's body. It's good to have a healthy weight, but it's not always bad to be fat if you eat healthy and you exercise. So here's an example sentence. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now.
Okay, so Mr. Wong's just a little bit worried about, you know, Mrs. Wong has asked him to maybe lose some weight, but she doesn't want him to do that because he's fat. He is worried about that, but she says, oh, honey, you're not fat.
Right.
Okay, so sometimes we might think we look a certain way, but that's just because we think a little bit badly about ourselves. But she doesn't think that he looks like this.
Yeah, but, and she didn't mean to say that way.
Exactly. But before we get back into that, let's find out what we mean by the word honey. She says, oh, honey.
Honey.
And this is just a word that we use to talk about someone we love. So it's like a nickname for someone you love.
Yeah. Okay, so she goes on to say, of course, I don't think you're fat. I just wanted you to stop eating unhealthy food.
Yeah.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So unhealthy here is an adjective. It means something that's not good for your body or for your mind. If you eat unhealthy food, that means you're putting bad things into your body. And that could make you feel bad.
Right.
So Mrs. Wong doesn't want Mr. Wong to put bad things in his body so he feels bad.
No more McDonald's every day. No more fried chicken. No more pie.
Yeah, no more donuts.
This kind of sounds terrible, but we should eat them in moderation. Some are okay all the time, not so much.
Right.
All right. She goes on to say, spending time with your family is much more important, though. So she doesn't think he's fat. She just wants him to be healthy, right?
Right.
But she does think that spending time with family is more important. So let's find out what she means by family. This noun is spelled F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. What does it mean? Let's find out. All right, a family is a group of people who are all related to each other. Now, we often use words like mother, father, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, grandma, grandpa, and cousin to show that people are part of your family. Here's an example. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year. I think that's important, too. I think
yes.
Mr. Wong spent way too much time hanging out with himself. exercising, mm-hmm. instead of spending time with his family. But
right.
I also think exercise is important.
Right.
And I think Paige does, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Paige says, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We can all eat healthily together.
That is a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you try to be healthy with other people, it's easier to do.
Right. And mm-hmm. it's easier to do it for a lot longer.
That's
so
right.
I know when I try to eat more vegetables, I get really bored after a couple of days. And I'm like, no one will know if I eat spaghetti or fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to eat healthily together, maybe it will last a bit longer.
That's right.
Okay. Now we move on to another day. And it says the whole Wong family is eating together, eating dinner together. So glad to see they're all back together. And so is Timmy. He says, I'm glad you're here, Dad.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Wong says, I am too. So he means, I'm glad I'm here too.
And you know what? They're eating healthy food. They're all together. It's kind of the perfect way end a Wong family story. But that is right. We are all out of time for today. We are going to our review time next, so stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽!
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to review time. What are we playing today, Kat?
We are playing Guess the Word, otherwise known as Pictionary, one of us will draw something, mm-hmm. the other one has to guess while we're drawing what it's going to be.
I don't know if I'm very good at drawing, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay.
I can draw something first.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. How quickly can I do this?
I see a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, interesting shape here. I'm going to have to say this is the adjective fat.
That's right.
Okay.
This person is a little bit fat.
Okay. Well, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the marker here. And I'm going to...
Squeaky.
Okay. So far I've got like a little...
Looks like the beginning
here.
Of a list. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, it's a woman and a man and a kid. I think I know what this is. Oh, and there's a baby! I think this is a family.
It is a family. It's actually a family in a photo.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cute.
Okay.
Okay. Should I draw one more?
Yeah, here's the marker.
Alrighty. Let's see. I don't know. This one might be a little bit harder, but I'm going to try.
Huh.
Okay.
It's an angry person. A happy person. Oh, he's shouting. Somebody's shouting at other people. He's probably saying, hey, guys!
That's right.
Play with me.
Yeah. So this guy's saying, hey, guys.
Okay. Well, I've got a good idea for our last word, power word. You guys probably know what it is. I'm going to draw something here.
One,
I'm going to see how well I can do my
two.
Numbers.
Wow, you're so good at doing numbers backwards.
Okay. And then we're going to have a
T F. Ah.
I think you guys get the point now.
I think so, too.
What is it?
True.
It is true.
It's true.
The answer is true.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Well, we are done playing Pictionary today. You guys can go look at the words in your article, find some words that you guys can draw, and play this with your friends and classmates. We are all out of time, though. So for A+ English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Kat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
That's right.
You had an English test today, didn't you?
That's right. It was this morning.
How was it?
Lose touch. I forgot my phone at home yesterday.
Oh, no!
I lost touch with everyone for hours.
嗨，大家好，我是 Emily。 昨天那件事情呢又有新的发展。我不是说我收到一个陌生人的讯息问我说要不要 hang out 吗？我后来呢又跟他多聊一下，才发现他是跟我年纪差不多的一个女生耶。然后呢最近刚好搬到我家附近，也太巧了吧。我就问他说 Are you new here? 你是新搬来的吗？ That's right， 他这么回。 A That's right 不是在说那是右边啦。Right， 这里呢是形容词，表示正确的、真实的，因此呢，它其实就是在说 yes 的意思。那 that's right 这个口语上的说法呢，常常用在回答别人的问题或是言论上面，表达是正确、当然的意思。像是刚刚那个女生那样回应我的情况，或者是以下这个情况 ：I think the new iPhones are very expensive.I think the new iPhones are very expensive. 我觉得新的苹果手机好贵啊。那另外一个听我说话的人呢，他可以回 That's right. You spent almost a month's salary on it. That's right. You spent almost a month's salary on it. Salary 有薪水的意思。那另外一个人呢，则是在说对啊，你花了快一个月的薪水去买这只手机。OK， 好，那在这个情况下呢 That's right 也可以用 Of course 来表达差不多的意思。因此呢，那一句话你也可以说 Of course you spent almost a month's salary on it。 话说回来呢，原来传讯息给我的是一个刚搬来的人，他接着又解释啦 I lost touch with a lot of my friends。 I lost touch with a lot of my friends。 我跟很多朋友失去了联系。To lose touch 有失去联络的意思，不是什么失去摸这种奇怪的意思哦。它是一个固定的片语 touch， 也可以用 contact 这个字来代替。所以呢 ，to lose touch 也可以说 to lose contact， 跟谁失去联络。那后面呢，用 with 加上失去联络的人就可以。例如呢 ，if you lost contact or if you've lost touch with old friends, you can always find them on social media. If you've lost touch with old friends, you can always find them on social media. 如果你和老朋友失去联系呢，你总是可以在社群媒体上面再找到他们。To lose touch 的反义词是什么呢？就是 to keep in touch.表示持续联系，例如呢还是会说话写信等等。像是呢 My ex-boyfriend and I still keep in touch. My ex-boyfriend and I still keep in touch. 我前男友跟我还是有联系，因为我们没有交恶。 OK， 谜团解开，我想他也只是想要交一个新朋友而已，说不定哪一天我们可以真的出来喝一杯咖啡也说不定哦。那这就是我遇到的事情啦，下次再见咯，拜拜。
Mr. Wong goes on a diet.
Mrs. Wong is finally home. Everyone is happy, especially Mr. Wong. He lost 3 kilograms while Mrs. Wong was away.
Welcome home, Mom.
We missed you! I missed you guys too!
Mrs. Wong notices Mr. Wong looks different.
Did you lose weight?
I lost 3 kg. I worked really hard.
He worked too hard, Mom. He wasn't around very much.
That's right. He stopped eating dinner with us.
He didn't hang out with us either.He exercised instead.
Is that true?
Mr. Wong is glad he reached his goal. But he does miss seeing his family.
Yes, I lost touch with everyone this week. I don't want you to think I'm too fat.
Oh, honey, you're not fat. I just wanted you to stop eating unhealthy food.
Spending time with your family.Is much more important though.
I have an idea. We can all eat healthily together.
The whole Wong family is eating dinner together.
I'm glad you're here, Dad.
I am too.
Guys, guys. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party. It's almost New Year's Eve, guys. Let's have a party. True, true. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago. This movie is a true story. The events in the movie took place 30 years ago. Fat, fat. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now. My cat eats too much, so he's fat now. Family, family. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year. I'm going to see my family for Chinese New Year.